Want to show all.
What?
Do we have anybody on the line?
Yeah, this is Brad.
Brad?
Anybody?
Mike Rogers? Susan Stitt, anybody else?
Stephen Brown.
Okay, Stephen. Just getting started. So. Oh, the calendar, yeah, I'll get some handout. We're right now passing out the handouts. Everybody should have received an email with those attachments on the handouts.
So.
Next month, since we're not having an act by noon, what time will we get a set of?
Well, we haven't done that yet. I'll let you know, probably 10 o'clock. We'll probably set it like an 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
What's it, 8?
February 20.
I can see.
I think I'm going to be in the meeting.
So anyway, first up on the agenda, update on the conformity determination with the current amendments, FY 2013-2016 ZIP. And I don't know, Jason, you want to just give us a little brief update on where we're at with that?
How brief do you want?
Very brief.
Very brief, all right. Okay, as you know, the travel demand model been modified for the amendment to the air quality conformity of the transportation improvement program. That included like the Poplar Bridge project, the slide of the bridge. So anyway, we compiled the draft, air quality conformity determination, took that out for a public comment beginning December 7th, and that went all the way through December 7th, 2012, and went all the way through January 11th, 2013. We did not receive any public comments on the document, and this time we're actually going to be going to the board of directors at their meeting tomorrow for a final approval of the air quality document related to the plans.
That'll be that's good. I don't know, are there any questions on the current status? So we're anticipating we'll have the approval tomorrow.
Hopefully, then it goes up to federal highway.
Federal highways, we're starting to finally be in process. Okay. And we really haven't had any comments either. Comment period. I don't know. Carol, do you have anything major that?
No, we received editorial comments from LMAPA.
That's right. Mike Rogers provided us with some editorial comments on the document, which we, I think we pretty much incorporated all of those into the final.
Was not substantive, it was all editorial.
Right.
How we presented the information.
Thanks, Mike, for doing that, actually. I think it really helps the document. So next up are the conformity determination for FY 2014-17, and we pulled together a schedule. I don't know, did we have a handout on that, Carol? We have handouts for everything. And this is another one that should have been, we emailed this out, I think, yesterday to the group. The rough schedule for the upcoming TIP. And this is kind of one of the notes that we have is that with the manager's meeting back in April of 2011, that was one of their comments was to that we should lay out a schedule ahead of time on TIF and conformity determination development. And so we did that. The only caveat to this schedule that we're presenting is that, and Luna's not here today, but she is still working on doing some sensitivity analysis with the current budget regimen that we have. And so, you know, we have, currently with the TIF, we have moves, but we have a mix, moves budgets and mobile source budgets. We may end up having to go with that same scheme this go around, and we would initiate that modeling prior to March. That's what the deadline is for implementing the moves model. So if we decide, the current schedule shows us using the moves model, and that's what we're hoping to do, is to use, go ahead and use the moves model, even though we've got mobile six budgets in there. We want, you know, we can just go ahead and use the moves model, but we're kind of hedging our bets on that, because we're thinking we're going to be kind of close on those initial base years analysis. So
didn't you do some sensitivity tests?
Well, she started them back in the fall, but then we had this mid-year conformity that we were dealing with on the slide, and so all of our energy has been put over there. In the,
so what happens if the results don't meet the budget?
Yeah, I would think it might be wiser just to go with the mobile six and know that you're going to be able to conform, right?
That's true.
That way, I mean, I think the early progress plan will be able to have these budgets in place for the fall.
Okay.
They won't be in place to be used, I would think, for this one.
Okay.
So I would, to be on the safe side, I recommend going with the mobile-based budgets for us on the Missouri side.
Okay.
Similar like you guys just did.
Just done, yeah.
And use the mobile model to be able to begin the modeling or start the conformity process prior to the deadline for the grace period. That would be my recommendation.
We had some internal discussions with that, with Mike's staff. I don't know if we talked to Mike.
If Luke was able to do a sensitivity analysis and confirm that you guys could meet that, I thought we'd be okay with that. I was thinking that her initial inclination was that it was going to be real tough to meet it.
What were the tests that we did that you had? One of the tests came back, and I think it was on the Illinois side, real close. Or it didn't meet the budget.
Well, on the Missouri side, I don't know where you would be.
It was on the Missouri side, yes. It was like
28. And weren't those sensitivity tests that we did?
It was too close for confidence. And right. So Luna looked into it more, and she thought it would be a problem meeting it. She has different assumptions. She does an inventory level.
Well, yeah, she uses the traffic demand model to develop the MT, where if we grew emissions back when the and so when I ran it for the purposes of planning, just to get an intern year for 2017, and then I went ahead and did it again for 2014. I didn't use her BMT numbers. I used her own BMT from 2008. So there could be differences. But when I ran for 2014, it didn't really
well. He
was based on a very, very generous growth rate. And we're seeing much smaller growth rates. They do it on the actual.
And so that's why looking at growth rate, potentially, you guys could meet
even the mobile basing.
But
why don't we, be on the safe side, maybe we ought to just make a decision to go ahead and use the same.
Clarification on the Illinois side, we're using moves, is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. So it's really the Missouri side that we're talking about?
Right.
And is that, I didn't expect this to come up, but with the grace period being over, is that acceptable?
Well, the grace period isn't over until March.
Okay,
until March. So if we have, if we're initiating the, you know, we're initiating the conformity at this point, we're okay. And
yes, that's our line.
So we have US EPA on the line.
I believe EPA has given us the inclination that this is going to be acceptable as well. So
and then we'll have the new moves budgets in place for the fall for our if we go ahead and implement our, you know, mid-year conformity, we would have the next go-around, then we would use only moves. And then we have, the DNR would have the moves budgets in place by that time.
Successful.
Hey, Clay?
Yes?
Are you going to use moves, or excuse me, mobile, for the PM2.5 analysis of Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, if that's successful, everybody seems to be nodding in agreement, so why don't we?
Once the budgets are established, the moves, then you're the model moves, then we'll be apples and apples, and things should be,
Yes, if you ever have a budget that was established with moves, then the Gary's period is in there, but since we don't have one yet.
Right.
And Gary's period applies.
And I think, this, maybe later on, discussion later on, but Carol may be correct. The, once we have the moves budget, I think we have to go ahead and use it.
Yes, regardless.
Regardless if there's a new TIF or amendment, or?
Oh, yes, and even if you're in the middle of the process, is how I understand it, that once it's filed adequate, even if you're in the middle of the process, that's the budget you've got to go over to, is how we get it explained, so. That's how.
Good.
So we're gonna try and time it, so it's definitely in place, and you guys know it going into that fall cycle.
Okay.
Is how I understand our goal is to make that timing coordination happen, so it gets filed adequately.
Okay.
Hopefully right before that fall.
So it'll still be safe.
But after this cycle that we're currently in.
So it'll be safe taking RTIP to the board in July, using the whole budget.
No, well, actually, we'd say mid-year, it's really, starts in the fall.
So the mid-year will be now, but as far as this upcoming TIF, the new TIF.
We're ready to use the moves again in 06.
Okay.
Same as.
That's okay, as long as we start the process.
Our file, we should have.
We have to start it now.
Agree that we're starting, the group has to agree we're starting the conformity process now.
This meeting is the official announcement.
Do you need a motion in a second?
I think we should.
Why don't we do?
I move we proceed forward with using the mobile six.
In Missouri.
In Missouri, for this year.
And that this is the initiation.
And PM2.5.
Yeah.
And PM2.5. And this is the initiation of the conformity process. That's the motion.
I second the motion, yeah.
It's got a second, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, motion stands. Okay. See, the next item is the timeframe for IACG to review draft list of projects for TIF and to preview draft conformity determination document. And again, this is actually out of baseline assessment review, that was item number six, that we provide a list of the TIF projects to the group 30 days prior to initiation of the regional emissions analysis. And we did this, well, Carol, didn't we do this the last go around on this current?
Yes.
And what was the, didn't it, this kind of led to some confusion, I think we released it.
We released it, and we still wound up having, it was a topic at the meeting to discuss still, so we're proposing a shorter turnaround time for the reviewers, and, you know, anticipating that there would be a meeting to discuss this, you know, phone to phone, face to face.
Yeah, I think the last go around, it was, we presented the whole TIF, everything that was, you know, even if it wasn't going to be included in the regional emissions analysis. And that led to some confusion over what the heck is this? Why are we looking at all these documents, all of the projects? And so I think if we kind of married the two up, put them closer together, it would lead to less confusion. That's what we're proposing.
But I think wasn't it any last minute with the, well, because the Illinois governor doesn't release the program typically until May.
Right.
So it kind of created that stagger.
Right.
That's another. We have basically submitted all the project applications that were turned in.
Right.
But not necessarily the ones that were recommended for funding. So we just, it seemed like there was two or three lists kind of floating around.
Floating around and created a lot of confusion.
But I mean, as far as the Illinois side, I mean, their schedule is, still was May when we got their program. So you know, we deal with it, we receive their program, we just can't release it. So what we can include for travel man model in that is to release that program until we're authorized to. So that kind of, that was one of the issues with that, having that long review period and
the 30 day review.
So we just can't do it.
Can we need the 2 week preview period for those projects?
It's depending on when it begins. Or do like you did the last year. We have a 2 week period for everything except for the role. Maybe have a separate preview for people.
Critical item than the review of the actual projects. But at the time, I think EPA was interested in seeing what our regional significant classification was, and reasons for that, and what the project. And we've added more descriptions to the projects themselves. We're also attempting to, working with Johnny, we're trying to come up with actual schematics of each of the projects, so that should help as well. Why don't we work on that? I think the 30 days just didn't work out. I think what we're suggesting is to go with a 2 week period.
But you're paring that list down that we're reviewing somewhat from last year's list. So it's not a major project now.
Won't be that many. Especially with the funding situation the way it is.
I mean, I don't have any problem with 2 weeks.
Well, we'll do that then. We'll shoot for the 2 week process on previewing the projects and the conformity.
For the document.
Mm-hmm. For the document as well. Early progress plan for the Missouri portion of the St. Louis on a paint area under the 208 standard. And you guys have kind of talked about that at AQUAC.
Yeah,
Mark, if you want to kind of...
I guess that's what here...
You might want to get over to the guys on the phone. Can
share.
February 5th, Missouri CI, Missouri Air Conservation Commission meeting in Jefferson City, and there's a public hearing. We're going to present the early progress plan for the Missouri Bird portion of St. Louis non-attainment area under the 2008 8-hour max. And basically what this plan does, it establishes a baseline emission inventory for 2008, grows that emission inventory to 2015, shows that we are making progress towards attainment. It's an early progress. It's kind of a voluntary SIP. The purpose of it, of which, is to develop motor vehicle emission budgets that are based with the newer mobile moves. And that is basically the whole point of the SIP. And so this way we're establishing motor vehicle emission budgets for Knox KOC four-hour attainment year, which is 2015. And so these would replace the budgets that were established under the one-hour ozone standard, which in the historic past, they were set in the future for 2014, but they were developed using Mobile 6, and it looks like it's going to be difficult, if not, we'll just leave it difficult to meet those budgets using MOVES, because MOVES produces higher emission calculations than Mobile 6, even though you're putting in the same inputs. So this plan is intended to provide these new MOVES-based budgets that would be used for Missouri side of the ozone engineering moving forward once EPA finds them adequate. Our goal is for EPA to find them adequate after this current tip cycle conformity determination that you're working on, but prior to the next cycle that you guys would start. That way we can, as you're saying, use mobile base this one last time in order to meet the 1 hour budgets on the Missouri side, and then we can get these found adequate after that conformity determination has been approved, and then for the next conformity determination, maybe we'll start using these budgets as the goal. Does that make sense? And I can give you guys a copy of your executive summaries. I only have three copies, but if you guys, I was going to thank maybe Carol and Mike for sure. Did you want one of those here? You're looking at anyone behind.
Well, I had a question, which was, this use of the latest planning factors and
yes, sir.
Is your, what kind of, here is your vehicle fleet information from?
We use 2008 vehicle, the 2008 vehicle fleet, because that was our baseline year. The standard based on 2008, and then in order to project for 2015, we had to keep it the same, so we're not changing that. We use 1.5% for the VMT growth rate. That's what the budgets are based on.
Is that realistic?
Well, yes, we defend it. If we show historical growth rates, and I think it averages out to be about 1.7 over the last 20 years, so we set 1.5. Even though in the recent years it hasn't been grown by that much, if the economy rebounds, and it does, we want to make sure that we're historically guessing at that.
We had a big discussion on the growth rate when we first started. We wanted to use that to make these plans. And we felt that was conservative and generous based on historical and associated trends that we're seeing. So if anything, it's protective.
And so the budgets are, I'll just go ahead and read them all. This is proposed, it's going to be for the public hearing in February. We're accepting comments on this plan for up until 7 days after that public hearing, so I think through February 13th. Would be my not positive on the day.
Yeah, that's correct. February 13th is actually 8 days because of a holiday.
Okay.
President's Day or something.
And so the budgets for NOx, these are in units of tons per ozone season day. Be 76.70 tons per ozone season day for NOx. For VOC, it's 32.70 tons per ozone season day for VOC. And I think that pretty much covers it. I was going to also mention, I had mentioned in the 8x meeting that we're looking at revising our PM25 maintenance plan, which we had submitted, I think, back in either 2010, I think it was 2011, we had submitted a maintenance plan for the 5% matter annual max, the 1997 annual max. And as we were looking through it, we noticed that a few errors in our emission inventory, one of them having to do with our mobile emission model inputs. We had incorrectly characterized the inspection maintenance plan with the input to the model, so we're going to go ahead and fix that. That will slightly affect the budget that was in that maintenance plan. We're also going to potentially try and insert demonstrations and adjust our assumptions for point source inventory based on the clean air interstate rule as opposed to the transport rule, because the transport rule has been remaining in the EPA, and the court had ordered the CARE remain in place until the replacement rule. So that kind of gives us that permanent enforceable it'll be in place to fill in for place by something like that mentality. And I think that that's how there was a memo issued by Gene McCarthy that kind of said that EPA intended to, that's how they intended to interpret that court order, that it would be allowable to use care emission reductions in terms of being permanently enforceable. So we're going to just, we had based it on the transport rule, we'll go back and base it on the care now. And in addition to making those corrections, we're going to add a budget for the base year in that plan, which was 2008. That way, I think it'll be more clear for forming determinations that anytime you're doing an analysis year that's prior to 2022, then you'll use the 2008 base year budget, and then any analysis years deeper into the future, 2022 will be not, then we'll use the future year budget. I think that should be easier in order to just make more sense for what is going to be required in these interventions. Would you agree with that, Mike? I think we talked about that, and it would help provide clarity for the process.
So what correlation, if any, does your budget that you have proposed relate to the page that was done as of January 29th for ozone and for VOC and NOx that was handed out? I mean, I don't see that, I don't hear those numbers driving what you said.
Yes, it would be here.
Oh, the action item, the action plan.
This would be our,
so essentially
instead of a 2014 budget, we'll have a 2015 budget. For VOC, for VOC, it's going to be 32.7 instead of 47.
Okay, gotcha.
And then for NOx, it's going to be 76.7 instead of the 68. Okay.
I'm tracking now. I just didn't see the.
We prepared that before we.
Okay.
The table with the original emissions analysis before we kind of, the light bulbs went off about using.
And being here also, in the 20th revised PM budget, so the light bulbs, that's not. In the 2015,
this one better.
The 2015 budget here is set because that's the attainment year for the marginal.
Absolutely.
Marginal classification. So that's the reason for 2015.
Yeah. Okay. We'll redo the tables that look like this and send them out.
Okay. Well, do we have any other business? I do have.
Are we waiting now?
I have one other item under other business, and that is this is from the conference call that we had back in December 13th. Concerning active participation in the interagency process. And one of the things we were supposed to bring up or discuss or touch base on is the frequency and the nature or the frequency of our conformity management meetings. And we've kind of passed out a meeting schedule there for the next 6 months. And just wanted to generally throw that out there, Carol.
Was there a need to have another upper level manager's meeting that was one of those tick off items on the checklist?
Right. So.
So we're asking.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that was.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for anybody else, but I wasn't there, so I don't know what their closure is. I don't know if we have anybody on the phone. No, in USK and.
Maybe we should wait until we get the closure on the bar and then we can make a decision on whether or make a record. We wouldn't make a decision. It would obviously be the conformity managers, but
hey, Mike.
We can make a recommendation. Yeah.
Brad? Yes, Brad?
The idea of I need to have a another manager's meeting, spoke out that April, another manager's meeting action item on list and so forth. On the federal highway side, Missouri Division, I would say there's not a need. I thought I heard during our last teleconference where we had ETA on board, is that the bottom line is, Mike and Jay will go ahead and once we finalize that action list, the final tweaking to it, that he will take that to his management and see if they still want to have a fold out meeting. So I don't think it's really going to be up to Federal Highway, Les Bessy, your manager on your side, until there seems to be another meeting.
No, I don't believe so.
I'm sorry?
I do not believe so.
Yeah, I don't believe on the Federal Highway side. So where I think really the ball is in EPA's court. But we got to make sure we get the full ball in the court so that we can then ask Jay, Michael Jay, to facilitate that determination. We can put a free closure to that manager's meeting effort as well as a statement of this.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
Yeah, one other thing, I guess, from the IT group perspective, so I guess, as a whole, if the IT group as a whole feels that there should be another manager's meeting, that's a whole other story. So I guess I need to make sure, I'm saying from the federal highway side, I don't believe there's a need for it or a desire for it. But from the IT group perspective, that question needs to be asked to the group holistically.
Well, I think I just saw some nodding of the heads around the table. Actually, they were not nodding, they were saying no. So I don't know if that's, is that the consensus of the group that...
Yes, that is.
I think with the two, I think what we have are the two reports, you know, with the manager's meeting report and the baseline assessment report, that probably all needs to be put to bed and maybe we can make go from there and see what we need to do.
Mike, you know, we're going to put the baseline assessment review to bed, so to speak, regardless of what, regardless of the manager's meeting situation, the managers need to meet still. We're going to still be able to bring closure to the, that review is done, we're just doing a follow up report on the status of the recommendations. Implementation status effort. That review is done, and we're going to bring closure to the follow-up regardless of if the managers want to meet again in connection with the April 11th action.
Brad Tillwinklin, Missouri Department of Natural Resources, I'm delighted to hear that he felt there's a good deal of progress that hadn't been made on those recommendations and action items list of nearly 2 years ago. So I think it's good that we move forward and progress in some ways streamlined, in some ways added a level of detail for clarity. And I can't speak for my management, but having discussed the ongoing issues with them, the recent progress, I haven't seen any concerns from them on these issues, so I would have to lean toward no at this point. No meeting.
Is there somebody from EPA on there?
Yeah.
There's a coach around.
I think Michael Jay feels the need for a, if you ask him personally, and he's been involved in this all the way through it, but I believe that protocol for him is he still needs to be done by his manager.
Okay.
Is that being done at this point, or?
I think what we needed, I'm thinking there was some tweaking that needed to be done on that summary form that we used, that table that we produced. And I think there were a couple of things that Jim was going to, I think, add to that. And in light of the, given what we were at
living in their on-site situation. I haven't been pressing for it, but I believe if I go back, I know a couple of areas where we're going to have a little bit of updated narrative, and I think Eastwood Gateway was going to do that, and I say Jim, but Gateway was going to capture that and tweak it and add to it, and then we would call it done, and then ask Michael Davis to do his management.
Well, I don't want to speak for Jim, maybe we need to go get him, but I've seen his reaction to that several times, and I think he's thought that this was done several times, and we've always said there was some additional tweaking, so maybe we need to go ask Jim.
Mike, if you're having a lot of talk, that teleconference meeting that we had, we went right down the list, and a couple of them where we have some clarification what Eastwood Gateway was doing. Because we were bringing it right up to date, it would have been up to December 2012. There's a couple of additional things that Eastwood Gateway had explained was being done or had been done or wasn't going to be done. And then we would move on. And I'd ask if EPA is okay with that, and Michael Day would say yes. The expectation then is that that additional information would be added to the table to show the status of that recommendation workup.
I hear you.
What I'm saying about with the tweaking.
What I'm saying though is it sounds to me like we're waiting.
At the end of the day then, we'd add that additional information needed to be added. We'd add that to that and we'd call it done.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're waiting on East West Gateway to finalize something, and I don't know that Jim has got anything more to add to that. And again, I don't want to speak for him, he's not here. But.
We'll have to go. Well, I'll go back and look at our own, and then we'll get to the bottom of that. And then I should have, or someone should have documented what was added. Because I would always say that we add that to the, when we do not, I would think that you add that to the, that box, that information. And I was under the impression that that would be done, and it would be sent back up.
So in your mind, you're waiting on Jim then, right?
I've talked to Jim to see if he recalls the particular one where they were going to add additional information. It wasn't voluminous by any means. It wasn't good. I don't think it would take much.
I think
you can't recall what those things were at this point. That is a little bit more problematic, but you should be able to recover it from the notes that we took.
So
if all else works, I'll go ahead and add it to my fire, buddy.
So you're going to, Brad, you're going to talk to Jim?
Yeah, I've been asking a number of times as far as the follow-up.
Okay.
And I just
know he's been real busy,
but I haven't asked him. I could ask him if we got close to the on-site.
Okay, is there anything else from the group? Well, that is it. The next meeting is going to be February 26th, if you want to mark your calendars. And nothing else for the good of the cause. Meet the adjourn.
Hey, this is Keith Brown. Sorry to interrupt. I am talking with Mike J right now over IM in regards to what Brad was just talking about. And he said that Brad's correct, and that our boss, Josh Taft, would like to bring the managers back together. Once again, when the document is completed, bring it together, look at it, and close it all together. That's my understanding.
I would suggest that we might just go ahead and work with Michael J.
Yes.
Go ahead and get a date set up.
Okay. Well, I think he's waiting on that final document. And then
what I'm getting at is that last week on the document, aren't we going to change much?
Right, I think our boss would go to see that document, and then our boss, Josh Kapp, would initiate that manager meeting. That's a follow-up, but I think on our end, Josh Kapp would complete that. Once we receive the document, we'll give it to Josh, and then let Josh do the rest.
Well, if we want to do it, make some decisions, kind of fashion, all of us, and I go, we're still taking completion.
Okay.
And then we'll be in Josh Corner and get that set up with the managers and the right people.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, that was good.
It's not an interruption. That's part of the conversation, right?
Right.
Yes.
Well, with that, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.